Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Really, only one injury to talk about was Alshon Jeffrey did leave with a hamstring, but he did return. We'll keep you updated on that as we move forward. Any questions?
How did you feel like his absence for the extended period of time affected what you were able to do offensively?
Yeah, I think it definitely has an effect. You know, he's is kind of our number one receiver. And, you know, he's missed some time this season, and we've had to adjust. And, you know, I think some guys stepped in and did a decent job, just not good enough.
Joe, why didn't you call any timeouts at the end of the first half, though?
I don't really recall the end of the first half, really off the top of my head. I know we used our full complement at the end of the game. We thought about it, but you know, I think they ended up scoring a touchdown. If we had kind of maybe shown a little bit of resistance there and got them into field goal range, we might have done that. I think we ended up with 30 seconds or so to finish out the half. I didn't think it was a huge factor in the game, honestly.
Is there any one or two things that have happened this month that you think has changed since you guys really played so well in Green Bay and has not been the same team since?
You know, I think we just haven't improved. You know, I think we've had some injuries. Today's game was a little unusual in that we fell behind, had to throw it maybe a little bit more than we had in prior games to stay in the game. I think we gave up probably more sacks today than we had. I think we probably threw it more than we have up until now. So the kind of the way the game went, we were -2 in a turnover ratio. We weren't very good in red area defense. Our third down defense continues to struggle as it has all year long. I think matchup situations hurt us, but we're going to keep marching forward and find guys that we think can be part of our core moving forward.
Is it fair to wonder that by dividing time between Forte and Langford, that neither doesn't allow either one of them to get going in a rhythm?
I don't think that's a huge issue. I think that'd be way down the list.
John, some of the guys are saying in there they get their head right. What do you think their mentality is right now with straight losses?
When you lost three in a row, we haven't done that all season long. I think that does a little bit to thwart your confidence. We're all professionals and, I'm sure we'll get this out of our system and get ready for Tampa Bay when we form back up tomorrow.
John, Diggs on the second touchdown came across the formation.
Mm-hmm.
What did you feel like broke down there?
We just didn't execute. I mean, obviously you have, one of their leading receivers kind of go unnoticed across the whole field. It's not by design. There were a number of those types of plays today where we didn't execute very well defensively. Anytime I think you go 4-for-4 in the red area, and I don't know what their percentage was on third down, but was not great.
How much of Kyle Long's struggles do you think are mental, and how much are physical? Are you lacking a little confidence right now?
I don't believe that. I don't think he's lacking in confidence. I think sometimes the nature of a game, everybody in the stadium knows you're going to throw. It's a little bit advantage, defense, home game.
John, what did you like about the surprise onside kick there, the thinking that went into that?
I thought it was well executed. I thought our special teams all in all, Robbie hit a 51-yarder today. I thought that was a plus. Obviously the execution of the surprise onside to start the third quarter, stole a possession, but we turned around and gave it back to him. So that didn't prove great, a little bit like the end of the half. There was bright spots, but not enough of them.
With today's loss, you can't get to 500 now. When you're playing for pride, is that a little bit coaching-wise different?
Not really. I think, it is what it is. I think we've officially been eliminated from the playoffs. I don't think that's anything we have to talk about anymore. And we can't have a winning season, and we're going to have a losing season. So no different than the math was a month ago. The math is still the same. We have 16 games, and our record is what it is. And, we have a chance to win two games or not win two games.
John, what's your take on the offensive line?
When we can keep balance, I think like any offensive line in the National Football League, I think that keeps the defense guessing. I think anytime you get one-dimensional, it can be a struggle for any offensive line.